Kiyomi Kaneko is a 76-year-old woman living in Sapporo, Hokkaido. She lives in a single-family house with her husband. She has two adult daughters living in Tokyo. Until recently, Mrs. Kaneko was generally healthy and was able to do household chores. In early April this year, however, Mrs. Kaneko slipped and fell on a wet sidewalk on her way back from a nearby supermarket. She tried hard to stand up, but was unable to do so. She was taken to hospital by ambulance and was diagnosed as having a fracture of the neck of her left femur. After the diagnosis, her doctor explained to her about the extent of her injury and the need for the operation of femoral head replacement scheduled for the next day. She was also told that proper physical therapy would be essential after the operation, so that she would be able to get back to normal as soon as possible. Mako Asai is a physical therapist fresh from college and is working at the orthopedic hospital where Mrs. Kaneko was hospitalized and underwent the operation. Mako has been serving as an assistant to other senior physical therapists, and she has not had her own patient since she started working at the hospital in April. But this morning, Mako was assigned to Kiyomi Kaneko and is now determined to do her best to put into practice what she has learned for her first patient. The post-operative rehabilitation protocol prescribed by the doctor included learning how to safely transfer to a wheelchair, muscle training of her lower limbs, and training to walk. The surgeon reminded Mako about 3 points that she should remember regarding Kaneko's medical rehabilitation. First, Mako needed to be careful to avoid dislocation of the hip prosthesis, as Mrs. Kaneko had undergone femoral head replacement. The second point was that the weight load in the exercise program could be progressively increased until the patient felt pain. The third point was the importance of preventing her from falling by providing her with balance training. Mako visited Mrs. Kaneko in bed after her operation and explained that she was in charge of her rehabilitation program scheduled to start the next day. At that time, Mrs. Kaneko was icing the surgical site of her femoral area. She was also learning from an experienced nurse how to prevent a dislocation when rolling over and how to sit up in bed. Mako explained that Mrs. Kaneko's medical rehabilitation protocol was going to start by doing exactly what she had just learned from the nurse. After talking with Mrs. Kaneko and the nurse, Mako decided to start Mrs. Kaneko's physical therapy in her hospital room at 10 a.m. the next day.